7 banned from Pennsylvania online gaming for fraud. The Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board, PGCB, has added 7 individuals to the involuntary interactive exclusion list for engaging in online gambling fraud. During its meeting on Wednesday, the PGCB reported that the 7 individuals committed fraudulent activities in 2 ways. The first involves creating multiple accounts using fake identities to deposit and withdraw funds without engaging in gaming activities. The second involved falsely claiming and receiving fraudulent refunds for disputed credit or debit card transactions. The funds withdrawn in the fraudulent cases ranged from $300 to $12,600, totaling $27,168. With the new additions, the total number of people on the PGCB's involuntary interactive exclusion list now stands at 37. This latest development underscores the regulator's commitment to ensuring a safer and more secure online gaming experience for Pennsylvanian players. In June, the regulator fined Stadium Casino $100,000 for violating sports wagering regulations and also banned 11 individuals for related fraudulent online gaming activities. Harbach notes decrease in fraud cases. Although the number of individuals on the list is expected to increase in the coming months, the PGCB noted last week that there has been an encouraging decline in fraud cases. Quote, "We see a decent amount of fraud reports, but the majority are related to chargebacks and not necessarily more nefarious fraud. At the same time, fraud is fraud, and the PGCB has begun placing individuals who engage in any such behavior on the involuntary exclusion list to prevent the bad actor from repeating that activity on other operators' websites." Doug Harbach, PGCB Director of Communications. Licensed online casino and sports betting operators in Pennsylvania are required to implement multi-factor authentication and know your client process to prevent fraud and protect players' funds and data. The PGCB noted that this measure has been effective in reducing fraudulent activity.